Damon Witten joining us downstairs now after going out and I'm assuming getting a piece of that victory bell. That's a big win, Damon. 3 points in the standings right now. With no final in yet from Bemidji, you're alone in sixth place with those 3 points tonight. Still two back of Alaska, but moving ahead of Huntsville and Ferris State.
Well, we don't make it easy, do we? really, really good two periods again, you know, and even Huntsville got the couple goals in the second. I loved our response. Right after their first goal, we go down with Hankey's line. We create a really good grade A scoring chance late in that period, so good response. They score, we go down, get another goal right away on that rush play. So I thought really good response for our guys. But you can see the tightness and the nerves that get going. You know, it's great we got over that hump and we got the win. It's a really important step for us to do that. But, you know, it's still there. We got to continue to develop and grow. Really proud of the effort. You know, like I said, it's a good win. I think early in the year and sometimes we've not been able to respond like that and finish it. So really, really proud of the guys for finishing that game up and, real proud and a good effort and a huge win.
Well, I thought it was a really big game for a couple of your big guns, too, for Mitch Holtz and JT Hankey to get two goals apiece in this game. And, boy, Hankey, can anybody shoot the puck with a better release than that kid? He just fired both those. And then Mitch goes right under the crossbar with a game winner. That's good to have those two big players be really big in a big game.
Yeah, and the funny thing with JT is, you know, he's really a pass first guy, but he shoots the puck so well. So it is nice to see him shooting a little bit more. I caught your guys as three stars and agree. I thought Luke Morgan with the speed, really dangerous. You know, I'm kind of noticed on those two goals with a great job by Anthony Nellis. Driving the net, pushing back one of the defensemen that allowed JT to drop up, and Luke a couple good passes. But real big impact by JT, a tremendous game from him. And then again, I caught you here in Mitch Holtz. And, you know, how important is that to get him going? Tremendous job. We've been on him to drive his feet a little bit more, to shoot the puck more. He did that tonight. And when he does it, he's very difficult to defend and a tremendous player. So good to see big efforts by those guys. You know, last weekend we had these great goals. Battles. Here we saw that offense again, so we're still continuing to work on being that consistent team in all aspects, but again, part of the effort and an important point.
Yeah, and I thought for two periods you played pretty well defensively. You moved the puck, got out of your zone, etc. That period. I think you're right. I think we just got uptight and nobody could get the puck out. All our defensemen seemed to really struggle and that's just part of the game, and I guess you got to go back, look at film, and talk to guys, and hope they can shore it up and play a lot better tomorrow night than they did in that third period.
Right, cleaned up some ways. I thought our zone exits, like you mentioned, through two periods were pretty darn good. There was a couple in the second period that down a little bit of life, and, you know, it's tough in that long change period, but I thought through two periods were pretty sharp, and then, as you mentioned, third period, we had a couple that kept us pinned in, allowed them to generate some zone time, and, you know, we knew they'd have a push. Obviously, they're a desperate team, too. We're all fighting for those standings, and I thought they responded and started to push back a little bit. I didn't like the start of our third where they come out and have that first shift and they generate some life and momentum, but again, we responded, so happy for that effort in that way.
Yeah, it was a third period. You got outshot 14-4. Gordy had to come up big. You know, I thought he got beat on a questionable goal in the second period, but he sure played well in that third period. He made a couple of skate saves, a toe here and there. Some of them hit him. He was under siege, and he did a good job.
Yeah, you know, and I, you know, 10 or so grade A's Terry came down with. That's a little bit more than we'd like to give up, and he was good. Like you said, that second, I think it was the second goal, that shorthanded or the power play you're talking about.
Yeah.
And tricky little play because the angle changed twice on the rush play. They made a real creative play coming down and kind of putting it through our triangle of our defensemen. So the angle changed, and it caught a little bit of a hole. And, you know, that was big. That gave them some life and energy. But I thought, like you said, he shut the door, was very solid, and, you know, really good to see our team around him step up and give him the support that he deserves.
Yeah, big night tonight for the kids out of Brighton, Michigan, too. Morgan was very good, and Kurt Goslin was outstanding for Huntsville. Twice tonight, he walked right through everybody, right in on goal. Nearly tied the game there with about a minute and a half left.
Well, he's a good player. I got to do a better job locking down that city, right? I can't let those Brighton kids escape. He's a good player, but like you said, I thought Luke was tremendous. That line was so good 2 weeks ago, struggled a little bit last weekend. Really good to see them going. If we have that balanced scoring, we're going to be a very tough team to play.
Yeah, another thing we haven't really talked about, we talked to your assistants at the end of each period. I thought Basilico's line gave you great minutes again tonight.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought it up, and I should have mentioned them earlier. They were tremendous. I mean, they play heavy, they play hard, and just wearing down the other team's defensemen and forwards cycling in the offensive zone. So I thought we got really, really critical and valuable minutes out of them. And the way they played, they earned, you know, probably the most ice time they've had in a while. So really happy for that. They've got to continue to do that and get even better, you know, and get reward a little bit. But really pleased with their effort. You know, Paul Prouchet actually helped us out tonight with presenting after the game. We have a hard hat we present to the hardest worker and the guy with the biggest impact, and then a game puck for kind of the game MVP. And he's kind of singled out Holtz and Hanke that they might deserve it, but he actually brought three game pucks in, gave them out to those three guys on that line. Huge impact on the game, and they're really adding a nice element to our team these last couple of weeks.
Yeah, they did a great job here tonight, and it's a big win because it's three huge points in the standings. We're still trying to get a final. It was 3-2 Ferris State leading at Bemidji late in the game, and we didn't get a final yet, but that will affect the standings as well. Because Lake Superior's got 25 points now after a big win here tonight. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. We'll take the help as we look at that. But we got to take care of business first and foremost. We did it tonight. Now we've got to be a little bit tighter in some areas defensively and, you know, get it done again tomorrow. So thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, Damon. Damon Witten joining us post-game.